Welcome to The Advertising Show, America's only radio program focusing on advertising, media, marketing, product development, branding, new media, sales and customer relations. Stay with us for entertaining marketing discussion and our special guest interview. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe.
Hey, it's Ray and Brad here on The Advertising Show. Thank you for listening. We appreciate so much. We enjoy what we do, and we're glad you do, too. Advertising Show is being brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at adage.com. The Advertising Show, a copyrighted Big Radio Midgets production powered by Shipple. It's shipple.com. It's tendency. It's a killer way to market anything you got. They do it real good. S-C-H-I-P-U-L.com. This is an encore show on The Advertising Show. Back in 09, we had the pleasure of having Howard Bragman on the show. Where's My 15 was his book issued in 09. And this is a great interview. You want to be famous? You want to get your 15? This is a good one to listen to. Stay with us here on The Advertising Show. You'll enjoy it.
You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe.
You love double mint gum. Double good.
Welcome back to The Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe. Glad to have you here this weekend. Thanks for joining us. Where's My 15 Minutes? Ricky Lake says, if you're not lucky enough to have Howard Bragman represent you, you should buy his book and take his advice. I do. That's good enough for me. How about Ed McMahon in Good Times and in Tough Times? Howard is the guy you want at your side. And it goes on and on here, too, including a quote from Howard Dean. You know him. Howard Bragman, it's so good to have you here on The Advertising Show. Welcome.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Yeah, and Ray and I were talking about your book, Howard, before going on the air today. And I got to tell you, we're both in agreement. It's a wonderful how-to business book with wonderful real-world examples from your career. And, we have a variety of listeners around the world listening to The Advertising Show from many walks of life, both on the client side and within the ad agency and marketing and media business. So tee it up for us, Howard. Who should be reading this book?
Anybody who wants to get to the next level should be reading this book. And in this economy, that's everyone, I think. The real premise is this. When I started in this business 30 years ago, public images were really reserved for actors and athletes and politicians and other true celebrities. And in this world of Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and iPhones, guess what? We all have a public image out there. And the premise is simple. If you don't define yourself, that doesn't mean you're not going to be defined. You're just not going to be defined in a way that's necessarily positive for you.
Yeah.
So what I'm really... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, what I'm really doing is encouraging people to really craft a vision and show them how to bring it to life. And so the book is for somebody who has a special talent, somebody who has a business, somebody who may be looking for a job, really anybody who wants to go to the next level, and that much more important in the economic crisis we're in right now.
Yeah, I'm curious. I would imagine that if you don't understand social media, new media, you learn the hard way, as you just described, that others will fashion and form an image for you and define your personality, your business, whatever the case may be. I'm curious, Howard, is there a greater demand for PR firms and publicists today than there were, say, 10, 15 years ago?
Well, yeah, it used to be, and I talk about this in the book, it used to be if you wanted to get your message out, you bought an ad on TV, and the simple statistic is this, and I think early days of, 15, 20 years ago, you could buy 3 network ads and reach 85% of the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Today, you have to buy 1,200 network ads to reach 85% of the audience. And guess what? There's certain segments of the population you're never going to reach through traditional media outlets. And one of my beliefs is, I've been doing this a long time, and I try and keep up with the new media and social networking, a lot of things going on. And it's hard for me, and I have a lot of empathy for the average guy in the street who says, how am I supposed to know what all this stuff is? And I've tried to open the door a little and say, here are some of the things you need to think about.
Yeah, and you've been handling both corporate as well as celebrities for many years. What is there a distinct difference between publicity efforts for corporate versus celebrity people?
Well, there is. The biggest thing with celebrities is twofold. One, you always got the human factor involved. And so the fact that I had a degree in psychology and journalism helped a lot in dealing with people and then the celebrity aspect. But the second thing is it's generally a little easier to get publicity for celebrities. If somebody's on a TV show or in a film or has an album coming out, there's just lots and lots of media outlets doing nothing but waiting to write about or do stories on your client. And you know, I think there's a classic misnomer here. And people think because you may have an A celebrity, you must be a genius publicist. Guess what? A celebrity publicists spend a lot of time saying no. I'm really more impressed by publicists and PR people who are building careers, who are the ones who come in early in somebody's career and really craft it into something special. And I think that's the real challenge. And my very first job in PR in Chicago, we had a health club as a client. I think they were paying $1,000 or $1,500 a month in the old days. And we didn't have any budgets to do anything, and everything we got for them was pure creativity. And I was thinking, that was what a remarkable education just to have to use your mind and see what right. kind of cleverness you could come up with in this world.
Yeah, and a great foundation for a great career, obviously. Do you think you really have to be a PR expert, Howard, to know that flying a private jet to D.C. to ask the feds for bailout money is not a wise choice of transportation?
That was really, unfortunately, one of the PR gaffes of the year. And it was funny, you know, because I do what I tell my clients not to do, which is read all the internet comments about me and my book and the criticisms. Somebody said, boy, this book, you know, I don't understand what the big deal is and why everybody's talking about it. It's just common sense. And I think we live in a time where sometimes common sense isn't as common. You know, you could be in a car company and you could say, of course our CEO has to fly in a private jet for security reasons, to save time, look at the number of people. But then there comes a time when you have to step back and go, I get it. Here's why it was a mistake. And guess what? They learn from their mistake. And as soon as they flew on a public jet like the rest of the world, they got their money.
You know, and think about it, if you were smart enough to realize that maybe truthfully it does save executives both time and thus money to fly private, if you would have flown commercial, you could have actually sat in front of the Senate committee there and said, hey, I didn't fly in on my private jet and these other clowns next to me did, and I just want to let you know we're doing a lot of effort at our company to make sure we start watching our money. So, yeah, I mean, they could have turned that into a positive.
Yeah, really. We're going to have to take a break here on the advertising show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsythe. Didn't they drive in some type of a hybrid car as well for one of the sessions? I believe they did.
Second time around, yeah.
Absolutely. So they tried to patch that up just a little bit. With Ray Shillings, Brad Forsythe, and our special guest, Howard Bragman. The book is Where's My 15 Minutes? Get your company, your cause, or yourself the recognition you deserve. We'll be back with Howard in just a minute.
Make informed decisions about your company's advertising strategy. This is The Advertising Show.
I drink Dr. Pepper and I'm proud. I used to be alone in a crowd. But now you look around these days.
Glad you're here with us, Ray Shillings and Brad Forsythe on The Advertising Show. Larry King says, no one in the PR business other than Howard Bragman could have written this book. He makes things happen and he tells you how, which is good. And I think it's a wonderful book and it's a great title too. You know, we talked before about the Clear Channel layoffs being on Election Day, Howard. What's your take on that?
Well, we had in Hollywood, Warner Brothers last week also announced some 800 layoffs during the week. And we try and hide. If we know it's going to be a busy news day and we want to get bad news out there, that's when we do it. We often do it on a Friday afternoon after the markets have closed and after they're switching shifts at the media outlets so that we don't quite get as much attention. But I want to talk about something where it backfired recently, and that was when John Edwards acknowledged he had his little affair, if you remember that.
Yeah, right.
And it was so clear that he was trying to bury it that made him look like he was being evasive instead of owning the issue.
Hmm.
And so you got to be really cautious. And, you know, it's interesting. A PR person has multiple jobs. One is certainly to present your image to the public, but the other is to tell the client what they're stepping into, if you will.
Hmm.
You know, you can't send somebody out there in the world without saying, hold on, this might not be a good idea for this particular reason. And you got to think about both sides of this. And if you don't, if you just say, here's what we're presenting to the world, you're only doing half your job.
Hmm. Yeah, you're right. And burying bad news is not a difficult thing in a week like where we just came out of, but sometimes more challenging, I suppose, when you don't have that kind of activity happening. I'm curious, Howard, there have been times when certain public figures have been able to transcend media criticism. I'm curious, why do you think these individuals have been able to do this?
Well, one I think of who is recently unemployed to the joy of many is Vice President Dick Cheney. I don't think he cares, honestly. I think in his mind he's above simple things like public opinion. And I would argue he's not. I would argue that if you had public opinion on your side, that you would have gotten a little more done in office. But I think things were going downhill so badly for the administration in terms of public opinion that he just said, forget this. I don't care. And you know what's interesting? A lot of times people in a bad situation will call me up and say, hey, I need you to fix this. And guess what? I can't do magic. I can't always make something that's really bad into something really, really good. As I tell people, I'm a spin doctor, and sometimes the patient is terminal. I can help ease the pain. I can help give them a little more dignity. I can tell people what they're going to go through and what to expect as they go through it, but I can't always make it go away. And I guess the best example, I certainly don't agree with him politically, but I take nothing away from Karl Rove when it comes to managing image and his public relations skills. And, you know, guess what? The president left with 25-27% approval ratings. You know, sometimes the truth comes and bites you in the butt, no matter how good your PR person is.
And Cheney left in a wheelchair.
Exactly. Exactly.
Man.
I don't know. I'm not believing that the guy was packing his own moving boxes. I don't know about you guys,
but
it didn't ring true to me, okay?
Probably should have. Well, I was going to say Kennedy left on a gurney, but there was some compassion there for him as he went to the hospital. So, you know.
Yeah,
but in the meantime, they drove the other guy out the back door in a wheelchair. That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how quickly the new is in and the old is done and gone.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. In the short time we have left in this segment, Howard, is there any appropriate time when it's the correct position to just outright lie to the media?
You know, I try not to lie to the media, but I would be lying if I said I didn't lie to the media. And about the only times that I will lie to the media is to protect the dignity of my client. And there's times when personal information is personal information. And I don't think it's anybody's business, but I don't always want to have that argument with the media. And so, again, I try not to, but you know, anybody in this world who tells you they don't lie is a liar. Okay, we all lie. If you know, your wife says to you, "Does this dress make me look fat?" We all know that you're not allowed to be honest. Okay,
that's not a fair question. That's absolutely not fair. Ray Shellins and Brad Forsyth here on the Advertising Show with Howard Bragman. The book is called "Where's My 15 Minutes? Get your company, your cause, or yourself the recognition you deserve." It's out there. It's Penguin. And we've got more of Howard in just 2 minutes. Stay with us.
Simplifying the complex world of advertising. To reach Ray and Brad with your questions, log on to theadvertisingshow.com. This is The Advertising Show.
Here are chorus of Most Happy Fellas, the four lads for four.
Not as easy to sell product or get the recognition you need these days, as Howard mentioned earlier here. Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth with our special guest out of California. Howard Bragman is the author of a brand new book, Where's My 15 Minutes? Get your company, your cause, or yourself the recognition you deserve. And by the way, mentioning the website here, where'sMy15minutes.com is where you can find out more about that as well. Welcome back to the show, Howard.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, and by the way, my wife is a petite size 2, and she has occasionally asked me, does this bikini make my butt look big? And I always say, I cannot confirm or deny any of those. I basically smile and say, you got a really nice looking ass, honey. Anyway, which keeps me from really saying what she's asking me.
You know, she's going to slap you for that unless I edit this out, but I'm not going to, so too bad.
Howard, you provide four criteria, and I must say, before I ask you this question, we get a lot of books here in the advertising show, and some cover PR and publicity, but this is really a wonderful book. I'd like to encourage our listeners to check it out. Go to Amazon.com or your nearest bookstore and check this book out if you want to know anything and everything about PR. In your book, Howard, you mentioned four criteria that one must meet to determine if they want to make for a good candidate for a publicity campaign. You say, do you have the money? Does the offer make sense? Are you passionate about what you're doing? And finally, could this be a foot in the door to something greater? I want to circle back and talk about the importance of passion and how important you feel that is to creating a positive and, more importantly, a successful publicity campaign for your clients.
You know, we live in an era where people have watched TV and watched YouTube, and we have great, I think for lack of a better word, BS detectors, okay? And we have this ability to read when people are being honest and authentic and when they're not being honest and authentic. And it's almost something that we know how to do without knowing we know how to do it. But it's just by virtue of having consumed so much media in this world. And as a result of that, it's very important that you have this passion, that you tell the truth, because number one, you're not going to have fun doing your job if you don't like it, if you're not passionate about it. And number two, people are going to know. People's instincts are going to clearly tell you, hey, this guy isn't really liking it. He's trying to sell me a bill of goods. And we've all seen it. We've all seen the apology press conference that didn't quite work. We've all seen the guy pushing the product that he really didn't believe in it. And we can tell nowadays. And, you know, the last thing I want to say is it's obviously the economic times are challenging out there. And, you know, people go, what should I do career-wise? The economy's bad. And I think more than any other time, this is the time to take a risk and follow your passion, because the traditional ways you might go professionally are not necessarily available to you. So why not look at something different right now? And what could be better than following your passion? And I know I'm a lucky guy, because for 30 years I've gotten to do something I love. Yeah. And I can't imagine anybody having to go to work every day. And in this world, we all work, particularly in marketing, 10, 12, 14-hour days and on Blackberries day and night. Yeah. I can't imagine doing something you don't love nowadays.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can coach your clients, but you can't coach passion. You either have it or you don't, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, in your book, you say it's all about finding one's place in pop culture. Explain what you mean by that, Howard.
Well, you know, we used to call it in advertising, it used to be called positioning. You need to know what you're selling. If you can't define what it is you're selling in a sentence or two, then the world, when you go on Jay Leno, probably isn't going to get what you're selling. And a lot of times I'll do media coaching for people when they're selling a movie. And we've all had the experience that we've been watching late night TV and we'll see an actor or an actress on TV and Jay or David or Jimmy will go, hey, so you're in this new movie, tell me about it. And they'll go, well, it's the story of a guy and there's this girl and they meet in high school. And by that time, you're drifting off and you've closed your eyes and hoping the timer will turn your TV off because they've lost you. And what you need to say is, it's a love story about two people who meet in high school and find true love later in life. You have to be able to define it simply, clearly, messaging because we're not very patient. We don't have a lot of time, and sound bites last about 6 seconds now, whereas they used to go about 15 or 20 seconds. You could be on TV explaining your position, and you have to be aware of this.
And when you're a letterman, yeah. You only have one guest. If they bomb, that's just not good, because all you have left is the band after
and
that.
Guess what? You're not coming back necessarily. Yeah. Everybody in our business and in the booking business knows who the good guests are, who the bad guests are, and who's going to get the time and who's not coming back.
Well, Howard, it's obvious that you are indeed doing something you truly enjoy, not only for the past 30 years, but with this brand new book, Where's My 15 Minutes? Get your company, your cause, or yourself the recognition you deserve. Go out and get the book and get famous. Get your own 15 minutes, huh? Howard, continued success and best of luck as you move into 09 here. It sounds like you got a great plan.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks, Brad. I really appreciate the time, and I hope we can help a few people. That would be great.
Good old Howard Bragman, and hopefully you've learned something here, and maybe you've already, since you've been listening, gotten your 15 minutes of fame. I hope so. An encore show, and we know you truly enjoy these ones that we bring back to you, and they do deserve at least one more listen, so we're happy that you enjoyed those as well. On the Advertising Show is being brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at adage.com. The Advertising Show is a copyrighted Big Radio Midgets production, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Why do more media professionals read iwantmedia.com? iwantmedia.com features reports from industry leaders and media personalities. iwantmedia.com gives you quick access to news, stats, trade orgs, and industry publications, and it's updated daily. Forbes says iwantmedia.com contains everything media professionals need to stay ahead of the game. The Washington Post calls it the source for the serious media geek. Do you get it? If you don't, you should. To sign up for free daily email alerts, visit iwantmedia.com.